Praise the Lord. The response isn't that strong. Praise the Lord. You know, in Psalm 22, verse 3, the Bible says God inhabits the praises of his children. So anytime you don't feel like praising God, you find one word to just praise the Lord for what he's been doing for you. Life is never sold on the market. Amen. Or doctors who have been fabulously rich. So if anything at all, David says something in Psalm 103, verses 1 and 2. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name, and do not forget. Amen. Then in Psalm 150, the last verse, it says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Psalm 50, verse 23 says, whoever praises God glorifies him. Amen. Psalm 100, verses 4 and 5 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving in your heart and his courts with praise. So, look back from January up to today. God has kept you, protected you. He's been a strong tower. There were storms, and yet he saw you through the storms. You were sick, and he healed you. Others are dead. Quite recently, I was passing through. It was a Saturday morning. And I saw white clothes. And what I told myself was that, as for age, when somebody is dead, they know the person is going to heaven. So they all appear in white. Praise the Lord. Can you look back? And let me ask you this funny question. You know, ever since God created air, the air that we breathe, it has never been polluted, isn't it? Population is increasing. My guess could be 7 billion. 7 billion human beings have been breathing the same air on all the earth, any part of this earth, but the same quality. It hasn't changed in any way. Should the atmosphere of the air around here, should it change? We may fall dead or something else. And yet, we've taken it for granted. We've been breathing the same air in Carnegie. The same at Rich, isn't it? You go home, the same thing. You enter your room, the same thing. Don't take it for granted. Can you close your eyes and thank God and bless his name? And remember. Is there any reason for which you want to thank God and praise his name? Things might not be going the way you want. But let me tell you something. Life is never sold anywhere. Aren't we all scared of Ebola? Who knows the number of Ghanaians who have this disease, and yet for the past 11 months, he sent you going out and you're coming in. Onyameza waye doso wadum tina ye tiasi aseda nina ye wote Jesus, Yebeka, Jesus, Yebeba, Yote, Yakob, Chet, your abundance. Azidanyinaye wote Jesus Yakum Kinti Nyame Ayinyinaye Jesus Kumchemi Yaba Yesu Unyameza Waye Unyame You just sing it Wadu Unyame Ako Mtini Yate Kwamu Yu. It is by His grace alone. Asida Nina Yehwate Jesus Yebekai Nyawaya Chirama Jesus Yebebowate Yehwate Ebenezer Nyame Natoma Rapa Adi Nyame Yaba Nasi Wantu Ebenezer Ebenezer Nyame Natoma Rapa Adi Nyame Yaba Our God Father, we want to thank you for today. Thank you for bringing us thus far. We don't see our heart. We don't see our lungs. We don't see the kidneys and the intestines. But they all function. Lord, others would want to have legs to walk on. Some wished their brains were working like ours. Some even want to say that, Lord, it's by your grace, but they don't have the mouth to say it. Thank you for all the things we've taken for granted. And even the fact that we are here isn't coming from us, but you put that desire in us. Whatever will take place this evening, Lord, we want to say you will be doing it, not us. So let your spirit take over. Holy Spirit, we want to invite you. You know our individual needs. Do not let us leave this room empty. We prayed in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let me see. Okay, I prefer walking around. Brothers and sisters, thus far has the Lord brought us, isn't it? Yes. Once you have life, there is hope, isn't it? And let me remind you, we've been talking about faith a lot because we walk by faith and not by what? Sight. These days, these churches who are coming, come and see me. Meet me at Kaneshi under the mango tree. Yesterday, somebody called me and said, Osofo, somebody is inviting me to the cemetery. And then he says, I shouldn't tell anybody. I said, you dare not go. If you shouldn't tell anybody, who will know that you are even there? And if anything should happen to you, These things are going on. All kinds of churches are springing up. But we need to hold on to the word of God in all circumstances. And this has been my emphasis throughout. And I'll continue to emphasize on faith. Because you need faith to receive whatever you want. Amen. We don't walk by sight. We walk by what? Faith. And last week I told you, faith is like a human being. Faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by what? The word of God. And Jesus compared the word of God to someone who has laid his foundation on the rock. Storms may come. Whoever tells you you won't go through storms, the person is deceiving you. But see, Jesus has made it possible. He's died. He's done everything possible for us. But the only thing left for us is to enforce here on this earth what Jesus has done for that one. It is with you. And you need faith to enforce it. Are you getting me? Jesus has done everything. He has died, isn't it? He died so that we might be free. He died so that every curse on us, it's in Galatians 3:13. Every curse on us will be removed. But it is left with you to enforce God, what God has done for you through his son. That's why God gave us the mandate to do it. Or else we'll have been lazy Christians. It's just like you send your son to maybe Achimota. Okay? You send your son to Fansipim. These are the schools I like. The others are good, but I have my preferences. Amen. Or to Prempeh. Or to Addis Ada or Augustine's. If she's a girl, Wesley Girls High School, Abri Girls, Roses, St. Louis. Amen. You give that child everything on this earth. She goes to the classroom and says, I won't study. What will you do? What will you do? Jesus has given us everything. Ephesians 1:3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. That alone is enough. Who has what? Blessed us. That one alone is what? Enough. You are blessed already, complete. And he says, with every, he didn't say some more. He said what? Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Things don't come from earth. All the things over here are cake. We had phones some time ago in 1981. Isn't it? Very huge ones. Way back in 1988, I went on practicals to Brokum. I had to queue to call my wife at the post office. And they told me, make sure you are very specific, point by point. Those days, PowerPoint wasn't there, but there were prices in it. Today, you have phones. I wanted my friend, Paul, I wanted to talk to him. I call, normally when I call, the dialing tone is that of the Ghanaian type. I call and say, you know the foreign one, just playing music and all those things. I say, oh, Paul, I'm in London, it was a snap, this and this, that's why. This, we've all the gadgets, isn't it? But let me say it, in 100 years' time, all these gadgets we think are so good, will be what? A cake will be very modest. Amen. Not long ago, we had smiling birds, isn't it? If you were not riding a smiling birds, you weren't anybody in Ghana. We have Ascona, isn't it? I see Ascona and smiling birds. I say, what do you mean? Look at the Mercedes bird that we have. Amen. I said in somebody's ML 500. He punch something on the steer, and the car is, I would say, ready, Jesus Christ. These things are here, but in 100 years' time, let me know. And we sing change and what? Decay. In all around what? But O thou who change. The word of God will never what? Change. It won't change. But God has left us here on this earth to enforce what Jesus has done for us. He became poor, that out of his poverty, we might be what? So if you don't give, fine. You'll be poor. Praise the Lord. He became a curse for us. So don't go around telling the whole world, as for me and my household, we are this, we are that. We are enforcing what the enemy has done for you. Oh, so in my father's house, all the women don't marry. So you keep going around telling everybody, you don't marry in your house. Everybody is like that. You are enforcing what the enemy has done against you. Do not allow the devil to use you to enforce what he has done against you. In spite of all that has happened to you, keep and stick to the word of God, which doesn't what? Change. So anytime Jesus did somebody something for anybody, and he tested the person, say, woman, great is your what? Faith. Isn't it? Yeah. Woman, great is your faith. Especially, the great is your faith with the woman, not the man. And in Mark chapter 5, the woman who had bled for 12 years, in spite of all her predicament, and the fact that she didn't go to town, and the fact that she shouldn't touch anybody, when you had bled for 7 days, hers was 12 years. She went to Jesus in spite of all the pregnancy and said, hey, woman, great is your word, faith. Some friends took a friend who was a paralytic, neck down. They went to the place where Jesus was. There was such a huge crowd, a strong impediment. Sometimes we all face these impediments. As I speak to you, there are some challenges going on in your life. You tell me yourself you don't know, but in spite of all the challenges, Jesus will make a way. Mm-hmm. He works, I like this portion, he works in ways we cannot what? Allow him to work his ways that we cannot what? See. Faith is daring the soul to go beyond what the eyes can see. Daring yourself. That once God has spoken, the world can walk on his stomach. Achilles, God has spoken. Hallelujah. Sometimes we live by our feelings. We live by what we what? See. But Lord, let us refuse to live by what we see. Or what God has what? Said. Dare yourself. The daughters can say, you see, I read this story by Joel Osteen's mother, Dottie. She had a particular liver disease, metastatic of the liver, not cirrhosis. This one is not cirrhosis. It's a type of cancer. And they gave her 3 weeks. 3 weeks to live. But she stuck to the word of God. She went straight to the Bible. And she chose to walk on the side what the Bible has been saying. Not what the doctors are what saying. She decided not to walk on the negative lane. But she decided to walk with God. So she sought through the Bible. And found several of texts that God says about her and her condition. Amen. You must have an unwavering faith. What did I say? What? Unwavering what? Faith. Unshakable faith. The bankers will come tomorrow. Tell yourself, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Keep saying it. God will work in ways you cannot what? See. Also, I'm aging. I'm getting to 35. The men are not coming. The Bible says, every good and perfect gift comes from where? Comes from above. He says, I shouldn't be lonely. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, cause that young man you ordained to marry me to come my way. And somehow, he will work in ways you cannot what? See. The woman kept prodding on. Father, your word says in Psalm 90 verse 16 that you satisfy me with what? Long life. Father, your word says in Psalm 118 verse 17 that I won't die but I what? I will live. Father, your word says in Psalm 103 verse 3 that you forgive me of all my sins and you heal me of what? And when I'm saying all these things, some people have determined to sleep. The are determined to sleep. How you get? How you get? Yemre. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. The woman kept reminding God, because in Isaiah 43, 25 and 26, it says, put me into what? Remembrance. State your case. Let us argue together if you may not be what? Acquitted. So she kept reminding God of what he himself had what? Said. This is what we should be doing, and that's why I'm here tonight. You've heard it. The woman kept reminding God, kept reminding God, kept reminding God, according to Isaiah chapter 62, verses 6 and 7. You see, I believe in Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. It says, let the word of God richly what? Oh, I've studied all kinds of things in this bloody head. I remember one good afternoon. Social work, University of Ghana. I studied from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. And they brought the papers. I had all their poor in here, but I was tired. Everything was here, but I was what? Tired. Tired. I sat and said, look at you. You are flesh and what? Blood. Even there, I had B plus. So I kept reminding myself, if I can study all those books in the library and all the, they say American way of writing exams, you feel like bring the books in there, but they will give you time. I did all those things. And if I can't study the Bible which has this size, then what do I mean? Are you getting me? Because you need to fill yourself with the word of God, said that one day when you can't read your Bible, your mind can remind you of what God has what said. She kept reminding God. She kept reminding God. And anytime she kept doing those things, she realized she was getting what? Better. Better. 30 years ago, it happened to her. She's now 88. No trace of that disease. Nothing can stand the word of what? Of God. In every circumstance, there's the need for us to be strong in the Lord, holding on to the word of God, and not wavering. You see, there are so many examples in the Bible. You remember Abraham? When the son asked him, Father, we often go here. Here's the wood, and here's what? The fire. It's in, I think, Genesis 22. Listen to what Abraham said. Yes, the fire is here, the wood is here, the ram is not here. But I know of this God I've walked with. His name is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides. And she kept walking. And I will conjecture to the father, the Isaac will go, Father, but the ram. He said, the Lord will what? Provide. Then they will go out 2 months, the son will come. Dada. The ram is not here. There's nobody around to sell us the ram. And every ram will say what? The Lord will what? Provide. Don't listen to what they've been saying. Don't listen to them. Stick to the word of God. Hold on to what? The word of God. Keep saying it. One of these days, you realize that God is faithful. Just as I told you the other time, last week. God is what? Faithful. He is faithful. And Jeremiah 1:12, he says, he will stand by his word to perform. By faith, by prayer, let me wrestle, and he will. Christ in the vessel. I say you took a lot of ice water when you were coming. Praise the Lord. Yes, we are wrestling, no? Who told you we are wrestling? The Bible says in Ephesians 6:12, that we do not wrestle against what? Flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places and rulers of darkness of what? Of this world. And they are older than you. What did I say? How old are you? I'm 15. How old are you? If you like, subtract the 15 from the 70. They are older than you. In creation, when God created them, so in the beginning God created them, they are older than you. They are wiser than what? You. So the only way to beat the enemy is what Jesus did. When the enemy went to Jesus several times, what did Jesus do? He said, it is what? So you too, when he comes, tell the enemy it is what? When the storms come, tell the enemy. When the doctors say you are going to die, tell the enemy. Amen. Have an unwavering faith. Abraham told the boy, God will what? Provide. And indeed, he had not seen the ram. I said, faith is daring the soul to go beyond what the eyes can what? See. Dare yourself. Dare to act on the word of God. And so once God has spoken, I won't what? Change. I won't be moved. Amen. Abraham kept prodding on, walking with the son. And he even tied the boy. If it were some of us, these children of late, the high-tech boys, children we have. Before you could say, I would have sent you on the WhatsApp or the Facebook. My father is one. Killing me. Hallelujah. You go on the WhatsApp very soon. On the Facebook and Twitter. YouTube. You'll be soon. They will find you all over the place. And come and arrest you. Isaac too will look at the father and say, Father, you are killing me. You are slaughtering me. And he kept saying, the Lord will what? Provide. Do you know what? Don't see before you believe. Believe because God has what? Said it. God has said it. When they were climbing this way, God too had caused the ram to what? Come the other way. And they met there at the exact what? Time. God sometimes is not too early, but he's never late. He's never too early sometimes, but he's never what? Late. Take the case of David. The professional soldiers were standing there, isn't it? The well-trained soldiers were what? Standing there. And that giant was taunting them. You might have a giant taunting you, putting fear in you, doing all kinds of things. They might even close the shop. The bankers might have placed some lock on your door. Amen. As you sit here, the money to go to that hospital, your son promised you money. You are sitting there, I'm talking to you. Promise that he'll bring the money up to this today. When you call, he say, Mommy, wait. Forget about him. God will meet that need. Hallelujah. You might not even go to the hospital. Hold on to the word of God tonight. And before the money comes, you might use the money for your Christmas. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. As for God, he's a miracle working God. You have to hold on to his word. David knew God. So when Saul gave him his accoutrement, he said, these ones, I'm not used to them. Don't go for the things you are not used to. They will tell you, go here. Don't go. Come and sit on this sofa. Pray. And let's see what the Lord will do. Amen. You must strengthen your faith. Are you getting me? The just, the righteous shall walk by what? Faith. All the professional soldiers were walking around. Some even threatened David. Why? You've left your father's sheep in the bush on your head. What do you want? What kind of stupid boy are you? They insulted him as well. But he knew where he was coming from. Hallelujah. He knew where he was coming from. He went brazenly to the giant and spoke faith into the atmosphere. I said, before tonight, best of the air. He had not seen those things happen. Let your eyes and your imagination see what God is saying about you. If he says you are healed, see yourself what? Healed. That is where we should be going. It says, if you do not doubt that you are asking that mountain to go, and you keep on saying what the Lord has said about you, you shall have whatsoever you say. Hallelujah. And David kept saying those things. He kept saying them. He kept saying them. Hey, tonight, he told the brothers, you fear. But the God who killed that lion and who killed that bear in the bush when I was alone and you were over here at home will do the same for this giant. He spoke faith into the atmosphere. So let's be very careful. Let us be extremely careful. Because whatever you say, you shall have. You shall have it. Eh? Most of when the Holy Spirit is in you. You know when God was creating the earth, he spoke things into the atmosphere, isn't it? And the Spirit of the Lord was brooding over the chaos. And he brought sanity and discipline and creation into existence. When God spoke, he took it and then brought it into existence. Do the same thing. Stop saying those negative things. Get out of the lane called self-pity. And it won't be possible. Get out of that lane. When they say every door is locked, tell yourself in Revelation chapter 3 verse 7 that he wants the keys of David. When he opens, nobody can walk. Shut. Period. Keep saying it. They will say you are mad. Fine. Amen. After all, we say that will be done on earth. And so we have been asked to enforce the will of God here on this earth. The will of God is to see you healthy. He says in 3 John 3, verse 2, that, brethren, I wish above all things that you should what? Prosper and be in good health. So that is the will of God. That will be done on earth at his where? Have you seen any sick person in heaven? Ooh, sick power. When Jesus is there. Praise the Lord. He says the children of the kingdom should also behave as such. But he's given us his word. His word in Psalm 118 verse 89 says that Psalm 119 verse 89 says, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in the heavens. So be strong. All else will fail. But the word of God will what? Won't fail. I keep saying it. David wasn't that afraid man. He went straight to Goliath and told him in the face, the birds of the air will eat your flesh. Meanwhile, Goliath was standing there. But what is in your mouth has power to remove your Goliath. Hallelujah. What is in here, when you say it, will be able to exterminate your enemies, to bring what you want into your life. Hallelujah. After all, the Bible says the Lord in Psalm 37 verse 4 says, you grant us the desires of what? So don't be seeing things that are negative. We're fond of seeing negative things. Hey! We spoke in faith, if you don't know. Hey, is what you say. And so when you say, hey, what will happen? I want to say to you, so for now, my Abiru, fine. Why Abiru no be a mwara? Oba Yabiru wa. Obi a somba. Praise the Lord. Don't see things the way the enemy sees things. See things and say the things that the Lord says you should be what? Saying. Amen. You know the type of car I want, isn't it? I haven't seen it, but I've seen it in my garage. A brand new Wrangler Jeep. Not the ordinary Jeep walking around. Wrangler with very good tires. Amen. Praise the Lord. You see, my father owns everything, isn't it? And he has blessed me with every spiritual blessing. And he says in Proverbs 18:21, that there's life and death in what I say, and I'll eat its fruit. I want to eat the fruit of life. I shouldn't be sitting in this car. A very good car. I'll go for a very good one. Wrangler Jeep. I've even given the color charcoal black, silver top. With all the everything accoutrement. the latest model. I don't want any second-hand thing over there. Praise the Lord. I've told you, I've laid the foundation of my house. I haven't built it, but I can see those six rooms. The top should be ash. Rainbow. Hello? The doors should be very good ones. You enter, and there are three central air conditions all over the place. If you don't want it, me, I'll say good things for myself. I won't be afraid to say them. I said, I won't be afraid to what? So you sit down there and tell yourself, Sofo, maybe I say I'm by here, no? Hey! The Bible says in John chapter 1, verses 1, 2, 3, without the word, nothing was made that was what? Made. And that man in Galatians 2, 20 says, it's no longer I who live, but Christ who does what? The one who made everything is living in me. And you want me to say things, small, small things? Mm-mm. I'm 58. I'll live about 87 and over. Strong, healthy, vibrant. I'm winning 50 million souls to heaven. Amen. I will definitely complete my PhD and go further to do my professorship. You sit down there and say small things for yourself. Hallelujah. When I did that, children, I told God, give me a daughter, and the daughter gave. Give me a son, and the son came. Give me another girl, and the girl came. Then my boy came. Dada, where's my brother? I called the mother. You told your son you need another child. We agreed not to have any more. So I haven't said it. I asked the boy, Gugu, you need a brother? He said, yes. He was then 7. He said, God, I'll be ordained in August 1993. Let her conceive a boy in July 1993. So I started praying from general. God, my boy. I will stand everywhere, like I'm standing over here. My boy is on the way, what? Coming. And when he came, he was a boy. He's now at the Methodist University. He's doing actuary science. Who told you God won't give us what we want? It's because we're ignorant. It's never too late. Amen. So don't stop sitting down there and be mourning your plight when God has done everything possible for you to survive and to live. Praise the Lord. And tonight, let me encourage you. Sometimes it takes one extra effort to do these things that I'm saying. Amen. In 1983, all my siblings came to me and said, Gugu, we don't think you've met the right person. So stop. And me too, I loved that woman. I loved her. And I told myself, if I were to stop with her, what would have happened to her? I was then on fire for the Lord. I would have destroyed her faith. And I imagined myself having children with her. And the children, they won't go to the mother. They will ask the mother, where you want to see their father. They won't go. So I said, no. Then there was this harvest. They brought a 7-year-old girl's child, a dress. I'm applying the word of God. Nobody was trying to buy that dress. Then my wife and I agreed that we'll buy that dress. When we bought it, they were all looking at us with a scornful eyes. Say, you don't have children. We bought this for who? Then we kept that dress in her, what do you call it? Those days, it wasn't the Ecolag we were having. It was the suitcase. We placed it there. We're then dating. Then I kept reminding God, I don't have a sister. All my siblings are boys. Give me a girl. Let that girl come on the day my mother was born. When we were going to my father came from Nkoko, met me, we went to her father's home. It was my father and I who went. Because they were saying, it's like I'm the only one who knows Jesus. So they will allow me. We shall see. When you are going to do something and somebody tells you, we shall see. If you like, go. We went. The very month, I remember, on the 8th of January 1985, my father went and performed the customary marriage rite. And we did a blessing, and then we got married. 30th January, I was then teaching at Sweden Secondary School. I was about to leave. I was living in town. Then he woke up and told him, Gugu, my watch has stopped. You understand what I'm saying? The blood was not flowing. He said, let's see what the Lord will do. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. You see, when you put water on dry gari, by all means, it will come up. We had watered it with prayer, and it was coming up. Then it came. Then she came on a Thursday, my mother's day. Then immediately the child was a year old. I told the Lord, that daughter needs a brother. So from October 1986 to December 1986, I kept praying, Father, my son. Then in December, she told me she was pregnant. And she delivered a baby boy. He came on the day I was born, a Wednesday. Then I asked for another child, a girl. Then somebody wrote from London to tell me, Gugu, you had to there, a wood there, a pot in cocoa. The very people who said it was impossible have now turned around to tell me, Maru would there, a pot in the cocoa. Hallelujah. Today we are four. And I know of 150 women who were barren. Simply what? Barren. I know of a lot of people who had cases that were beyond medical reason. And yet we prayed and the Lord brought in healing. I've seen situations that are completely out of gear. We pray and the Lord will lift up his hand. Who told you the word of God is not true? You must hold on unto his word. Amen. No matter what the circumstances that you find yourself, hold on. What did I say? What did I say? What did I say? Hold on. Help is on the way coming. Very soon it will reach your home. Praise the Lord. Because you've believed in this living God. His word is indestructible. His word is incorruptible. His word is an ever-living seed. Science can create seeds, but they are artificial ones. But the word of God is an ever-living what? Seed. Definitely, when you water it with faith and prayer, germination will what? Take place. What we don't have is patience. What we don't have is what? I keep saying it. These days, when we're young, I remember secondary days we have Milo. And Milo was like in tree amosiamo. We'll put some in our pocket. And in the classroom, when it's between 11 and 12 for the short break, you take it and chew in your mouth and put up water and everything will be fine. Isn't it? Coffee was like that. Isn't it? Of late, coffee is very smooth. We have cappuccino, all kinds of things. Milo, so smooth. You take one, two, you put it in there, and it's smooth. No rocks in there. Isn't it? This is everything is instant. Everything is what? Instant coffee. We don't have the patience to wait on God. But if you look carefully to all those Jesus said, your faith has what? Made you whole. If you look at all the instances where Jesus said, great is your what? Your faith. That was referring to those four friends who brought their paralytic friend. There was this impediment. They climbed the building, removed the ceiling and the roof, somebody's home. Hello. And most of you live, somebody I know live rich. When the vice president lives opposite, the person is in there, a Japanese embassy there, inside there. You can't go there if you don't have it. Some I went to a home at Reggie Manuel, Platinum. Different. Swimming pool, everything. And you go there and remove somebody's roof. Huh? Ha! Hallelujah. And Jesus also offered, see, Jesus to like good things. He found him in places where he could get some food to eat. And so he was in that rich man's home. And they removed it. I'm sure the wife would have gone there. When we came to Accra and we were struggling, where were you? They will come from Nazareth to come and remove what? A roofing. A regiment were platinum. What do you mean? Hallelujah. But the guys were determined. They were what? Now, by all means, their person, and I'm sure the guy too was lying, and Timu Jamin Mamewu. You've come thus far. And look at Jesus. When they sent the guy in there, don't you think when they were making the noise, Jesus heard it? Didn't he hear it? When Bartimaeus was shouting, didn't Jesus hear it? When the woman in Matthew chapter 15 was shouting, my demon-possessed child is there, didn't Jesus hear it? He behaved as if he had not heard it. And in all instances, you find Jesus saying, grace is your what? Your faith. Your faith will bring you what you want. What did I say? What did I say? Yes. In all instances, they never looked at the obstacles and the impediments. Bartimaeus shouted, Jesus, son of David. And they went and rebuked him. I've gone behind the word rebuke. And it was like someone went and closed his, hey, keep quiet. You want to walk with Jesus from Jerusalem to the, he hasn't done what we want, that you are shouting, blind man. Hey, keep quiet. But he shouted what? The more. If you shout today, and it appears Jesus hasn't heard you, if you keep saying those things, and you don't see any sign, don't keep quiet. Shout what? The more. Hallelujah. Your faith will bring what you want. Not what you see, not what you intend. David killed Goliath. The woman in Matthew 15 had her healing. In Matthew chapter 8, the centurion had his healing, isn't it? In all instances. But in some instances too, Jesus said, well, where is your faith? When he comes over here, you have a lot of people asking them, where is your faith? Amen. Stand firm. What did I say? In spite of all the odds, stand firm. Your faith will see you through. That's the first thing the third thing I'm saying. Your faith will what? What did I say? Your faith will. What did I say? Your faith will. What did I say? Your faith will. It will see you through, I tell you. They can say all that they want to say. The devil can go and call crowds to come and shout on you. Sometimes you may dream dreams that are so negative. But your faith will bring it. The devil can't stop your faith. The devil can never what? Yes, because it is inbuilt. Your faith is an inbuilt thing. You must feed it with the word of what? God, and stand firm, dare to see what the eyes cannot what? See. Dare to see what God is saying about you. Amen. Amen. When I've not even met my, I remember one day, this one is a joke, but it's a serious one. Well, it's happened, but it's a joke. I went to her house. She intentionally caused me to delay. And curfew caught me in the house. So I decided to sleep those days. Then she slept on the big bed. And I decided to sleep on the sofa. I found her turning up and down, right there, turning up and down. Quite recently, I said, why were you turning that day in her bed like that? I said, ah, a man like you come into a woman's room when you knew you were going to marry. And you wore that jeans with the tie, with the belt on. You never even got up to unit. I said, but I knew you were going to be mine forever. That was my faith. Amen. I knew we were going to have our children. That was my faith. And I even told her, I've seen my children walking around in this room. Praise the Lord. She looked at me. And she said some English, you pa. I said, yes, me pa. Hallelujah. I stuck to my faith, and today we have four kids. Even yesterday night, there was lights off over there. And she was waiting for me in the hall on that small student's mattress. I brought mine, laid it behind her, and I slept, and she also slept free. Hallelujah. We all woke up around 4 o'clock. Praise the Lord. We've done it several times, isn't it? So I wasn't in any rush. Let me tell you something. Your faith will see you through. Hallelujah. What did I say? It will see you through. Your faith will see you through. Hold on to the word of God. Feed your faith with the word of God. Don't listen to even what is on the FM stations. Some of them say all kinds of spurious things and lies. Don't listen to them. Go straight to the word of God. Anytime anybody says anything, ask yourself, what is the word of God saying? Okay? When you do that, very soon, you realize that he says, I'm the way, the what? There's only one truth. There's only what? One truth. And if the truth says, by his stripes, you are healed. Oh, by his stripes, I'm healed. The doctor says in 3 weeks' time, you die. Tell yourself and tell this body and tell your faith, your inner man, by his stripes and what? We went and bought a maternity gown. I wanted it. And every evening I will ask her, when I visit her, wait, walk as if you are pregnant. You see, the word of God is true. So act as if the word of God is what? Is true. That's the fourth thing I'm leaving you with. Act as if the word of God is what? Is true. And act accordingly. If he says by his stripes you are healed, your mind will tell you by his stripes you are not healed. Your inner being will tell you by his stripes you are not healed. But the word of God is saying by his stripes. Who is on the Lord's side? You sing it, but you don't believe it. Act. The fourth thing I'm leaving you with is that act as if the thing is what? True. Because he is the what? The truth. In John 17, down there he says, my word is what? The truth. Amen. That's what I'm leaving with. I'm not here for miracles. As for the miracles, they're in the word of God. The miracles are where? In the word of God. Your faith will bring the miracles. Your faith will bring the supply. Your faith will bring your needs. Amen. As you listen to the word of God, as you believe the word of God, as you stand firm by the word of God, and you tell yourself, I won't be shaken by what I see, but what I hear, but what God is saying, I want to believe what God is saying about me. Amen. My father, I remember, was often about books. He never left us with anything. Even when I went for the books, one of the nieces came and told me in the face that your father didn't add these books to the will, so leave it there at the mercy of weather. And they left those books at the mercy of what? The sun and the weather. But today, come to my study and come to my hall. Paul was there when somebody decided to help me buy a canon with six aspects of it. Wireless, this, computer, this, and the information what will come. Look here. God is good. We serve a living God who is very, very supernatural. act as if the word of God is what? Is true. They should tell you you are mad. Tell them you are mad according to what? The word of God. They can go to hell. The difference must be there. Okay? Don't join them when they are saying their things. Be on the Lord's side. Tonight, I sense the anointing of God right here in this room. God is here with us. You see, God is a spirit, so I won't see him. But the anointing within me is telling me he's what? He's here. And tonight, so many miracles are going to take place. Some along the way. Some right here in this room. Hallelujah. Act according to your faith. What did I say? Yes. They all heard about Jesus. Bartimaeus heard Jesus was coming. The woman who had bled heard Jesus was what? Was coming. The woman in Matthew chapter 15 heard Jesus had visited her town. Amen. All. They all heard about the word. You are hearing about the word tonight. So that in case you need anything, go straight to what God is saying exactly about what he's saying about you. And stick to it. Remain there. Tell yourself, the doctors are saying they're going to cut you up. They can go ahead and cut you up, but you won't die. You what? You live. Oh, they say that's your son. Oh, nothing good will come out of him. Tell that person, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are what? Are passed away. See, I like the given aspect of the Bible. A woman, a medical doctor, a Ghanaian, had about several pieces of fibroid in her womb. Some even in the cervix. One had blocked the cervix. And they were saying there was no way she was going to have a child. Several of them. And nodules of the fibroid in the womb. And some cysts even in the tubes. But she knew something. She kept doing what the Lord says she should be what? Doing. She come very early every Sunday, clean the place, sweep the place, dust the place, go to the washroom, clean the place, put in Dettol, spray the place, make sure. And she did it consistently and constantly. A medical doctor. Then one day, he had done her usual thing, finished, and was resting somewhere in a corner where she normally did those things. After she had finished, she'd go and rest in that place. I think one of the vestries. Then, in a trance, she saw a tall, huge man, like Mr. Benasco, the pharmacist, coming. Hallelujah. Is Mr. Benasco around? Tell him, very soon he's going to see some miracles. Praise the Lord. I can see miracles all over the place. I want to assure you, tonight God has visited us. I want to assure you. God has really what? Visited us. The lady was lying there when he saw that tall man coming. And when the man came, he removed her dress, opened her womb, and started taking out the fibroid one by one. One by one, one by one. After he had finished with everything, he put some cotton wool in, some oil, dusted, cleaned the womb, and closed it. And then walked away with all the pieces of fibroid in a bucket. As I speak to you now, she has 3 kids. She has what? Yes, do keep on doing what God says you should be saying and be doing. Somehow, God will visit you. Like he has visited us tonight. Amen. Oh, I bought that dress in 1983. My daughter came in 1985. I never knew I was going to have all those 4 kids. For them to even tease me. Now those who tease me, one of them came to me and said, Gugu, we've heard you've been praying for a lot of people to receive children. That woman too is my mother's younger sister. She was the orchestrator of the Philharmonic Choir in my mother's home.
Praise the Lord. She was orchestrating the whole thing. Then she came quietly one day into my room. Abeku, my mothers would call me Abeku. Abeku, your sister has married then. You've been praying for a lot of people, and we see pregnant women coming and going. Your sister is going through a lot of difficulties. Can you also pray for her? I looked at heaven. See, this woman, when I have even brought forth my first child and everybody was in white, she appeared in a yellow dress. You want me to pray for your daughter? I said, I remember Jesus saying, Father, for what? Forgive them. I remember Jesus saying that if your enemy should ask you to go 1 mile, go the extra mile. Isn't it? If he slaps you on the cheek, turn what? The other one. I was reminding myself. In Romans, he says, if it is possible, live at peace with all men. I kept reminding myself because I was filled with venom. It was so painful. When my first child had come, she go past my room and go and wash, so examine my woman's child when my child was there. You come to me asking me to pray for your daughter. I looked at my sister, not her. I said, Father, fill me with your kind of love, not mine. And I prayed. I really what? Prayed. Instantly, a boy. Then a girl came. Then a boy what? Came. The one that was there, Abeku, I'm one pay and chobeiro. I'm saying you're chobeiro. Praise the Lord. You know something? God hasn't given us these gifts for us to be lording over some people. But the most important thing is that that gift you think I have, the same gift is in you. Jesus is resident where? In you. His spirit is resident where? In you. My ministry is the word of God, the Holy Spirit, and prayer. That's where I am. I want to believe that tonight God has spoken to you. Praise the Lord. Just pick one word and then stick to that word. And believe God for that word. And tell yourself, no matter what happens, God is faithful. And therefore, I'll remain with the word of God and see what will happen. And I want to assure you, God will see you through. Let's bow our heads in prayer. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. Privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, we often forfeit all one needless pain we bear. Jesus, my Savior, on whom I my every care for all things I depend. Inspire and accept our magic queen, my one day. May it be on a bright me so me me
anew. Oh, my jinkwe, kabibi chirabi. Amen. Can you open your eyes? Is there anyone over here who is coming for the first time? You are coming for the first time. This session today. Yes, can you stand? Yes, today. No, this session. You are coming today. This is the first time you are coming. You've been coming for a lot of years, but today, this session, this is the first time you are coming. You are a member of Anavius, isn't it? You are aware. Okay. Today, okay, stand. You see, she doesn't want to be left out. Praise the Lord. But those standing, is there anybody who is a Wednesday born? Okay, come. You need to be prayed for. So let's pray for those who are standing. Let's pray that the Holy Spirit will touch them. Tonight I want to do some ministration. But those who are Wednesday borns, can you come? First time Wednesday, come. Come, come, don't be afraid. Come, just stand behind me. I'm not going to push you around. I won't do that. But don't be afraid to come. And obviously, you are coming, you've been coming. You're a Wednesday born. Your sister is a Wednesday born. You have a brother who is a Wednesday born. You have a, come on, come and join them. Come. It's meant for you. You yourself, you're a Wednesday born. Join them. Let's pray for those who are standing first, and then we'll minister to those who are standing over there. Those who are visiting us for the first time, but they are not Wednesday borns and they are standing, can we lift up our voices and seek the face of the Lord for them? Whatever their needs might be, the Lord should come in. Let us pray. Let brothers and sisters of the Lord, sons and daughters bought with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, can I hear you pray? Don't mumble something. I want to hear you pray. 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 Lift up your voice. Let us go before the throne of grace to obtain mercy and to find grace at such a time. He says his house shall be called the house of prayer. And let us pray. Let us pray. I'm asking you to do something for me. Can we all stand and stretch your hands towards those who are standing up here? Let us pray for them. And I want you also standing out here to lift up holy hands unto the Lord. And you also pray. Lift up your hand and pray. Pray. We want to intercede. We want to go before the throne of grace. We want to pray that the living God will come in and intercede in the name of Jesus. The name when mentioned, every knee must bow. Can I hear you pray? Can you stretch your two hands towards them? Not just one hand, two hands. Can I hear you pray? Tonight we are praying. Your faith will grant the desire. Oh, can you hear you pray? No matter what you are saying, it is the Holy Spirit who is praying through you. So allow him to flow through you with streams of living water to intercede and intervene. Amen. The rest sit, but those of you standing over here, the rest sit. We haven't finished. Tonight we'll do some ministration. I'm not going to push anybody down. Okay? But I'm going to ask one simple question. Those of you standing, do you have anybody who is an Araba, a Tuesday born? Yes, come. You have a brother who is a Tuesday born. Come. Sam, oh, you are too rich too much. Those people over there, the moment you mention Tuesday, but you are behaving like the Methodist, too French. Hey, come. The Tuesdays I've mentioned, come. Yes. We want to pray. I won't say things in public, but I want us to pray. Okay. I won't say things in public, but I want us to pray. Can you join me in stretching our hands towards them, praying that the Lord will come in? Spirit divine, attend. Sing it with faith. May the sound thy own descend with all thy gracious power. Yes, can we pray for them, asking the Lord to minister unto them in the name of Jesus? He says his house shall be called the house of prayer. He says whoever two or three are gathered in the name of Jesus, he will be here with us. May the Lord come in mightily in the name of Jesus. Just pray. Don't think about the fact that you don't know how to pray. Just pray. Because you won't be praying. The Holy Spirit is praying to you tonight. Descend with all thy gracious power. O God, Spirit. Father, we want to thank you for you are our Alpha and Omega. You know why you are mentioning these names. Whatever the enemy has planned, will stop it. Let your spirit lift up standards in the name of Jesus. Thank you for answered prayer. Amen. You go and sit down. You have one of your breasts giving you a lot of problems. And if you are here and one of your breasts is giving you a lot of problems, you hold it and you find some noodles in there, can you stand? Oh, the rest, please go and sit down. Kindly sit down. Kindly sit down. We are still praying as we are led, but don't be afraid to say it. You don't have to have your breast cut. Whatever is in it will stop tonight. It may not necessarily be you. It may be somebody you know. It doesn't matter. Please stand. If you have a breast that is creating problems for you, you are there. Please come. Come. Please come. Please come. It might not necessarily be you, but come. Come. Whether you or not you, you are doing so in proxy for whoever. Am I clear? Is he? And Jesus wanted to the Lord wanted to give the spirit of Moses on the 70. 68 of them came. 2 were left in the camp. But when the Lord poured his spirit on the 68, the 2 who didn't come received. Amen. So can we once again stretch our hands towards... Listen to me. Wait. In Exodus 23, verse 26, 25 rather, he says, he'll take the disease out of us. So you are going to pray that the Lord should take those diseases. Whatever the breast, left or right, we don't know. But the Lord, according to his word, should take the disease out of those breasts. If the person is not here, Psalm 107:20 says, and he sent forth his word, and the sick was healed. Can we pray for them? Stretch forth your hand towards them. Can I hear you pray? Can I hear you pray? Tonight I want you to pray. Whatever seed that you are sowing, can I hear you pray? You are the Lord who heals. And I pray, Father, that you stretch forth your hand and touch those breasts. Any breast in this room that is affected in any way that even the person doesn't know, Lord, stretch forth your healing arm and touch the sick. Thank you, Jesus, for answered prayer. Amen. You are having problems with your chest, your abdomen, your intestines. Sometimes it's so uncomfortable. We don't want to name them. But whatever their names might be, at the mention of the name of Jesus, please sit. Every knee shall bow. So from your abdomen, chest, abdomen, intestines, problems. Sometimes so uncomfortable. We don't want to give it names. But if you're going through such an experience and you are here, can you stand? Just stand by faith. The fact that you are standing alone is healing. Amen. Oh, dear fool. O dema fu, O dema fu, yes, O dema fu, na ya so, na ya mu, na mu se, Jesus. Hold on. There's something the Holy Spirit is saying. It's like some of us, it's like a generational thing. The disease is what? A generational thing. Your father had it. Your grandfather had it. And so-and-so had it. And it says transfer. Well, we're going to pray the Joshua prayer. So as for me and my house, we are no more part of it. Is that clear? So if you know there's something in your home that is generational, at least 2 generations. When I say generation, maybe your father, your mother, or your grandmother had the same thing, very similar. We can stop it. Amen. After all, Isaiah 59:19, the King James Version of the Bible says, in case the enemy should come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up what? Standards. So we're going to place standards on that, all the generations within the house, that it should stop forthwith in the name of Jesus. If you know there's something generational in your home, can you stand? I don't want to mention names, but you know it. Just there. Don't be inhibited by that thing. Just stand. see, when I said abdomen and so, the Holy Spirit said it's about generational inheritance. And anything that the enemy planted within any line of your generation, your mother or your father or whoever, the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord will lift up standards. So first and foremost, we are stopping it. Amen. It could be anything. That everything any member of that home touches, it ends up in debt and you are sitting down. You've attempted several things and you are not seeing your way through and you are sitting down. Can you stand up by faith so that we pray? Asking the Holy Spirit to stop that thing that has been going on and you are sitting down. You are sitting down as if you don't care. It is there. But He is here. Let me tell you something. 1 John 3, 8b says that for this purpose the Son of God was manifested to destroy the works of the enemy. That thing must be destroyed. Amen. Oh. I've told myself, in my mother's womb, there's a particular disease. It stops with me. I won't be part of it. None of my children will also be part of it. None of my generations out of me will ever be part of what? That thing. All of us are going to stop anything the enemy has planted within your generations. Father's generation or your mother's generation or whatever. We're going back. Generations back. And we are stopping it from where it was planted. Let us all lift up our voices and our hands and pray. Can I hear you pray? If you shout, I'll be glad. Anything generational. Any disease that is generational. Any attack that is generational. We are stopping it. In the name of Jesus. We are stopping it. The Son of God was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. It is about us. Let us enforce it. Let us enforce it through prayer, through our word of faith. Can I hear you pray? Lift up your voice. And begin to tell the devil that it is trespassing. That every woman in that home will marry but won't have children. We are stopping it. That all the beautiful girls won't get married by some foolish men around. We'll stop it. That you are working and you are not seeing the end of your business. We are stopping it. The Bible says we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. I want you to pray. I want you to lift up your voice. I want you to pray. In the name of Jesus. He hears. He hears. He hears. He hears. We are stating our case before the throne of grace. If we won't be acquitted, I will have an advocate in heaven called Jesus. I will have an advocate in us called the Holy Spirit. You are right on track. Amen. Can we all stand? I need. I need thee. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my soul. We are here. I need you every hour. Must grow. No time. The voice of God. He died that you might be free. He became a curse that you might receive the blessings of God. I need. Can you sing it with faith? Yeah. We are enforcing the will of God on this earth. Go sit down and wait till something wrong happens. Oh, bless me.
me not, O gentle soul. Jesus is right here in this room. Yeah. His ears are not closed, and his hands are not too short to deliver. Once thou art square, he won't pass you by. Savior, 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 my humble cry. And what is that? I've told you he's here. I told you the anointing of God is right here in this room. Savior, tell him he shouldn't pass you by. See yourself according to what God is saying about you. What others thou art called. Listen to me. We are going to pray a prayer of faith. If there's any need, if there's any door that is locked, don't ask Jesus to open it for you. He's giving you the keys of the kingdom. No gate of hell shall prevail against us. When you open, nobody can what? Shut. Because you are a representative of God here on this earth. He's giving us authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and of all the power of the enemy. So tonight, confront that issue with prayer. Confront that issue with faith and tell that thing that is disturbing you, that is worrying you, in the name of Jesus, you wield the keys of David. In the name of Jesus, he says you shall supply every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Mention those needs and call them into being. Call them forth. Pray that the Holy Spirit will bring forth these desires of yours. Can I hear you pray? Don't tell me it is the sovereign will of God for you to remain single. You are not a celibate. You are never going to be. Don't tell me, as for me, as if I prayed. He says those of us who call upon him day and day night, we shouldn't keep silent. Can I hear you pray? Put all the theology aside and depend on the word of God. Go to him, go to him, go to him, go to him. Peter said, at your word. Mary said, whatever his son says. The centurion says, Lord, speak the word. Speak the word. Go to him according to his word. Every bit of it. 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 I'm still waiting. And they that wait upon the Lord. And they that wait upon the Lord. And they that wait upon the Lord. The anointing will come. The anointing will come. The anointing will come to break every yoke. You too, you are a child of God. When you pray, God will hear you. There's a message he says, hear us, O Lord, from the heaven place. Oh, God is here. He is an ever-present help. According to Psalm 46 verse 1, he's here. See what you want with the eye of faith. See them coming. See them coming your way. See your daughters married and even having children. See that business being established. God is working behind the scene. Keep on believing in him. Keep on trusting in Him. Keep on saying the things that God says about you.
Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All out of me has provided great.
See your wife is barren. See yourself and your wife having children. Your wife highly pregnant. God is faithful. Oh, those monies won't go waste. The investment won't go waste. He calleth things that be not as though they were. Oh, God is faithful. Kawa onda ro kawa yande. He's here with us.
Great is thy faithfulness.
Sing it. That need is being met.
Great is thy faithfulness.
That need is being met.
Morning,
I sense the power of the Holy Spirit right here.
All that I needed,
thy hands have provided.
Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto
me. Amen. Come on, don't sit. Don't sit. I believe the Holy Spirit is here. Needs have been met. As I speak to you now, God is working behind the scene on your behalf. The Holy Spirit is interceding. Doors are being opened.
minds and hearts are being changed in your favor. God is pouring favors all over the place. Strongholds are being pulled down. And those who have taken those entrenched positions are being removed. In the name of Jesus, we call forth blessings. We call forth favors. We pray that the Holy Spirit will work in offices and in homes and bring down situations that are beyond us. In the name of Jesus. Hey, God is here with us tonight. It is good you came. Thus says the Lord. As you leave tonight, doors that were closed have opened. Favors that you never dreamt have already been poured on your way. I've shifted so many things. So many, many things. Miracles are taking place as I speak to you now. My hand is in that situation. It appears helpless. But I'll show forth my strength in that situation. I stilled those storms. And I stilled those raging waters. What can't I do? Take heart. I'm with you tonight. I've visited you tonight. My presence is with you tonight. And my needs are being poured out on you. Each and every one of you. And even to those who didn't come. I, the Lord, have spoken. There are a few of you who are barren. Very soon, your wives will be pregnant with sons and daughters. The blind will see. The sick are being healed. My hands are touching souls that are so sad and don't know what to do. A few of you are here. I've removed them. And I've gone to places that you can reach. And I've acted on your behalf. Tonight, take heart. I, the Lord, my name is I Am. That I am. I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Just as I were with them, I will see you through. 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 Very soon, you come to testify of what the Lord has done tonight. My children, I have spoken. Amen. Please be seated. But before I go, the anointing is still around. I heard myself saying that the barren will have children. So if you have a daughter or wife who is yet to see the hand of the Lord, you are all my witnesses. Can you come on their behalf? If you are yet to marry, male or female, forget about what they will say. Come so that the Lord will minister to you. This one is not some charismatic revival working on one head chapel. It is, we are here. If you know what the Lord has done tonight, some of you won't sleep tonight. Because so many blessings are coming to flood, not to overwhelm you. People who said no, they are now going to say what? Yes. I said, standing for your daughter, what is going to prevent you from, come. You're not married. Your daughter is not married. Your son is fidgeting with the whole thing. And you invite him and he will say all manner of things. Come. It's for free. All the chekwa. Olinye woshi wabama yenyankwa na yenyanu murusu. Come, it's free. Because there are a lot of, listen, before I say anything, there are a lot of angels in this room to cause these things to happen. And you are sitting down. Ah. Fine. Take your blessings away. If I were you, I would be standing for my sister's daughter and my brother's daughter and my friend's daughter. Oh, this one is blue. There are a lot of angels here. You remember Gehazi, God opening the eyes of Gehazi, and Gehazi saying, those who are with us are greater than those. The angels are in the angels in this room with their blessings are numerous, uncountable. Amen. Hey, tonight I say the Holy Spirit has visited us. Amen. Can you lift up your hands? Let me pray with you. Father, we want to say that you don't just speak for nothing. We bring every barren woman, whether here or not, before you. You said we should be fruitful and multiply. You said none shall have miscarriage nor be barren. You said children are gifts from you, and the fruit of the womb is your reward. Lord, open those wombs. Grant them children. Make them fruitful. We bind the spirit of barrenness. You said even our domestic animals shan't be barren. Much more those whom you've bought with the precious blood of Jesus. I pray that, Lord, let every barren womb be fruitful right now. In the name of Jesus. If there is any person over here who is yet to marry, Father, your word says the steps of a righteous man are ordered by you. And I pray that you order the steps of all those sisters and brethren who are yet to marry to walk into the arms of those you've ordained that they should marry. In the name of Jesus. Any task the enemy will plant in their lives, Father, will take them out. Will set them ablaze with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Any generational curse about marriage, will bind them in the name of Jesus. And Lord, will release this favor, goodness, and mercy, untold favors on your children. Let it rest upon them till what you've said and requested from you tonight are all established. Amen. I don't know when it's going to happen, but listen, some of you will invite me here to witness. Not the word, I'll come and witness. Hallelujah. You go and sit down. And according to your faith, let it be done to you. Amen. Finally, I'll pray for the sick. And I believe that as we age, sickness will come in. But you know something? Moses said, at the time when he was dying, he was as strong as he was young. Amen. So, listen, our prayer is that he wishes above all things that we should prosper and be in what? In health. That is number one. We're asking the Lord, according to Matthew chapter 8, verse 17, he should take away every infirmity and every disease. Number three, in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15, he says he will take away every sickness. Every. I'm interested in the word every. It is all. It is none of these diseases will remain with you. Because that is what he died for. Number four. In Exodus 23, verse 25, he will bless our food and our water. And he will take the sickness away from us. So, can I pray with you? Will you give me the permission to pray with you? By faith, put your hand where it is ailing. I don't know how he's going to do it. But he's the Lord that heals. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord your healer. You sent your word and you heal all my disease. I am the Lord, your healer. Father, if there's anybody who is suffering from any ulcer, anybody who is suffering from any heart disease, anybody who is going through some prostate something, any disease that is worrying us, Lord, take
these diseases out of them. You said, in the name of Jesus, we shall lay our hands on the sick, and the sick will be healed. Father, you are the source of healing. Whatever the pain is, whatever the disease is, we want to acknowledge that you are here. You are an ever-present help. So Lord, stretch forth your healing arm. Father, stretch forth your healing arm. Father, stretch forth your healing arm and touch the sick amongst us. Amen. Hey, open your eyes. We are all here in Accra. Some of us, we haven't gone to our hometown for centuries, because this is where we earn our breads are buttered, isn't it? And we must prosper. Up there on the mountains, a lot of these young men are going for the Sakawa, sending their mothers and their fathers and their sisters. And they die 25, 26, 28, 31, because they are saying that every death is death. Therefore, he wants to enjoy, and then when he goes, he's gone. It is never true. But then the Bible says that if the Lord does not build, those who build do labor in vain. That is number one. It's in Psalm 127, verses 1 and 2. Then Proverbs chapter 10, 22 says, it is the blessings of the Lord that makes a man rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18 says that it is God who grants men the ability to get wealth. So whoever you are, Joshua 1 verse 3 says that wherever we place our feet on, we should claim the land. So wherever you are, where you are, your bread is being buttered, we are going to bless that land. We're going to plant it beside streams of living water. We're going to ask the Lord to cause it to flourish in the name of Jesus. If the Lord does not bless, we labor in vain. Can you lift up your two hands? Say these things. We are going to say them. We are going to say them. Say them after me. Father in heaven, wherever my business is, plant my feet there. Bless that land. Bless that business. Father, as I lift my hands, establish the work of my hands, and let it be well with me. Father, establish the work of my hands. Father, establish the work of my hands. Father, establish the work of my hands, and let it be well with me. Let unlimited favors come upon me. Let unlimited favors fall upon me. Let divine favors, let your blessings, let untold blessings be my lot the rest of my life in the name of Jesus. Father, you've said you've blessed me with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Let all these blessings come my way before I leave for heaven. Amen.